From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An investigation underway at the county courthouse at about 9 a.m. The county was notified that there was a white substance on the door and entrance to the court clerk's entrance of the county courthouse. County Public Health conducting field tests and ruled out most common threats, including biological or chemical agents. Staff were taking samples of the material to an out-of-area lab for more testing. No indication of criminal activity or threats on the facility. Staff also contacted the FBI, brought in to clean up the material. Out of an abundance of caution, the public entrance to the court clerk's office was closed. All other functions in the courthouse stayed open. Well, after a year-long investigation, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force arresting three people for heroin distribution, believed to be the county's largest heroin seizure in recent history. Sunday, they served multiple search warrants in Eureka. At about 5:45 last evening, agents contacted Carlos Sanchez Gallego, age 63, from Mexico, in his vehicle on the 800 block of West Harris Street. Sanchez Gallego was detained without incident. A search of his vehicle was obtained, and upon serving the warrant, they found about 9 pounds of heroin packaged for sale in a false compartment. Estimated street value, about $270,000. His associate, Jose Ochoa Ayon, also from Mexico, spotted driving a vehicle in the same area. Agents tried to contact Ochoa Ayon, but he fled at a high rate of speed. They did not chase him at that time, but they found his vehicle parked in a nearby neighborhood a time later. Ochoa Ayon abandoned the vehicle and was located and detained by agents. Also, another associate, 29-year-old Gilberto Castillo Garcia, also of Mexico, contacted near his residence on the 500 block of West Harris Street. He was detained without incident, and a search warrant for his residence and vehicle was obtained. They found about 2 ounces of heroin packaged for sale. They also found $35,000 in a false compartment. That currency believed to be proceeds from drug deals. Humboldt State's 2018 Zero Waste Conference will feature a week of food, workshops, speakers, and documentaries seeking to redefine waste in an age of capitalism. That conference runs from Monday, November 5th through Friday, November 9th. On Saturday, the Curry County Sheriff's Office took part in the National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. They collected more than 110 pounds of unused, unwanted, and/or expired medications. The collection prevented those meds from potentially being misused or abused or being improperly disposed of. Deputies were available both at the Harbor Substation and the Sheriff's Office lobby to help with the effort. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.